Marion, and this is a piece of writing that I wrote. Cold mist creeped through the trees, sending a chill throughout the cabin. Scratchy flannel blankets lay draped over armchairs, a fire crackling in the den. Ella sat on the couch, a book in hand, the words putting her in a trance. The forest was dead silent. Piper had gone into town, only 20 minutes away, for some food. They had brought enough food for the trip, but it had been disappearing during the night. The doorknob rattled a bit before it turned open slightly. That's funny. Shan heard a car pull into the drive. The door went quiet. Ella couldn't explain the noise, but finally blamed it on the wind or an animal in fear. She had gone through all the possibilities of death when they had first arrived. It was just something that she did. Piper always scolded her for it. Piper did end up arriving about 15 minutes later, holding bags of groceries. Her pink and purple hair was damp with fog. It was the funniest thing. I was on my way back, and I was sure I saw a house out in the woods. It was like abandoned or something. Super freaky. I shuddered. Creepy houses were not my thing. We unloaded the food, and a creepy feeling hung over the cabin. The structure was eerie to begin with. Its loud screen door and slightly rotting wood porch. Suddenly, I wasn't hungry anymore. Dread was creeping through my body like a virus. My head felt light. I'm going to bed. It's pretty late. Piper gave me a worried look. It wasn't like me to go to bed this early. I smiled to reassure her. I was fine, but really I felt more terrified than ever. I looked at Piper's face more closely and realized for the first time at the scar that was hidden just below her neck. The scar that had not been there before. Suddenly, her face felt unfamiliar. A stranger. The door swung open. Ella, I'm home. They were out of Pringles, so I got Lay's instead. I stepped back abruptly, my scream caught in my throat, unable to signal the terror that ran through me. The stranger who I'd been conversing comfortably just minutes earlier was smiling wickedly. Ella, Piper's voice rang out throughout the now empty house.